Independence. According to the dictionary, independence is defined as not being influenced or controlled by others in matters of opinion, conducting oneself, etc. Definition 2. Not subject to another's authority or jurisdiction. Autonomous, free. Definition 3. Thinking or acting for oneself in a manner that is not influenced by others. 12th December 1963, Thursday, Uhuru Stadium. Articles of Independence are handed over to Jomo Kenyatta. 250,000 people witnessed as the colonial flag descended and our very own flag in its glory of black, red, white and green is hoisted. There was singing, there was dancing, there was joy, there was hope. Hope that now things will be better. Surely there must be. Mbeberu has gone. Our very own is now in power. We shall reclaim our land, they must have thought. Quality of life will improve. No more back-breaking work with no pay. No more harassment. No more degradation of our pride. Pass forward to 53 years later. 12th December 2016. I'm not sure how many of those who are present in 63 are alive today, but I want to know if those that are happy with the way things have turned out to be. Are you? Before you answer that, let's look at our status quo. Things as they are right now. As things, civil unrest. As things are now, public doctors have downed their tools. But this is no news. In the few years that have been in existence, they have done so time and time again. Like all the other times, they are demanding better pay. Wahenga wakasema, ndume wawili wakipigana, nyasi ndizo huumia. The common man, the likes of you and I, we who cannot afford Aga Khan are the ones who are suffering. The death toll rises by the day as you go unattended to in the hospitals. A week has passed and a collective bargaining agreement is yet to be reached. I don't know about you, but this is very sad. It's very sad that I cannot get treatment in a public institution. I mean, it may be cheaper in a public institution, but is it really cheap considering that I've paid my taxes? It's no lie that we are highly taxed. I don't know for sure, but I think we are among the most highly taxed nations in the world. So why is it that we, or me personally as a citizen, cannot get a basic need as access to healthcare because my doctors are not being paid right? As much as I don't blame the doctors, but for sure, don't they have a conscience? I want to know if any doctor is listening to this. Okay, I understand that you cannot work without money. But I believe when you are taking your oath, you do not mention money anywhere that I will work as long as there is money. You take an oath to treat people. So doctors, this is the government we have. If we do not change it, or if things do not get better, you won't get your pay. I'm sorry to say, but that is the most likelihood. So I'm kindly asking, please, just put money aside for a while and just attend to those guys. Just attend to them. Because at the end of the day, human life is irreplaceable. The few or many lives that you've lost as you try to negotiate for your salaries cannot be replaced. And you, government, I don't know if you are listening or if anyone who has the authority to listen and enact what the doctors are demanding. But the both of you need to grow a conscience put down aside your pride, put down every, just maze jueni vile mtasolve hii stuff bana. Maze ni sad sana ati wase wana dead tu. Maze growing your conscience bana, see for it's not good at all. Status quo number 2. This one is non news, hata I won't say much. Corruption. Whether you are a citizen of Kenya or not, corruption I don't believe is any news. Right now if you Google corruption, probably even right now Macmillan dictionary wame redefine corruption to mean Kenya. Every day, day in, day out, I believe there is no single day that will pass by without you hearing or seeing corruption in a certain county or in a certain sector or in a certain ministry. And they steal millions, and at times they even go as far as stealing billions of our money. But before we can address corruption in the national scale, let us look at it at the personal level. How often do you give bribe in order to receive a service? And how often do you ask for bribe before giving a service? When you think about it from that perspective, then we are as much to blame as those who are stealing millions and billions. We've become so corrupt that even our very morals are corrupt. Right now, seeing an officer taking a bribe on the road is no big deal. We don't even see it as wrong. That's how corrupt our morals have become. That what was once considered immoral has now become a norm. It has become the normality. It's something that we actually like. Status quo number 3, tribalism. Tukue honest, sisi wa Kenya tuna ukabila. Inajulikana ODM ni ya Wajaka, Jubilee ni ya Wakiuk na Wakale, Wiper ni ya Wakamba. Seriously, that is no news. But kama kuna kitu I am yet to understand, maybe if anyone is listening, you will make me understand what this my tribe, how does it exactly help you? Me, I've never heard that today Kikuyus go to the nearest bank because Uhuru is your president, you will receive 10,000 a month. Sijaisikia ati because you Kales Ruto is our deputy, mtakuwa mnaenda bank mnapewa 1,500. Kuongea ukweli, ukabila ni ujinga bana. Ati saizi Wakikuyu wakona phobia kwenda kuinvest Kisumu because hawajui ati after 5 years kama bado biashara zao zitakuwa. Ati Mjaluo anaogopa kuenda kuanzisha biashara Central Kenya kwa sababu anahofia. 1963, nimeangalia hiyo clip na nimeongea na my grandmother who was present on that day. And that day waliimba, hawakuwa wanajali kuhusu tribe. Then why is it that we, with no colonial powers, are tribal? That we, with all our education, with all our intelligence, why are we tribal? It is barbaric. It is punitive. It must stop. And it won't stop with Uhuru declaring that tribalism is bad. It will stop with you, with me. If you are a youth listening to me right now, and you know of anybody, be it a youth, be it an elderly, who is tribal, kindly talk against it. Make him see how stupid it is. Because if we do not, and I repeat, if we do not tame tribalism as it is right now, if we do not tame it, let's go to Rwanda. You remember how Rwandese, they killed 10,000 people each day. Tebu imagine watu tenga kumi walikufa kila siku for 100 days. Just because of a difference in tribe. Tusipo chunga, that is where we are heading. We need to tame this thing called tribalism. Why can't a Kikuyu be a member of ODM? Why can't be a Jaluo be a member of Jubilee? Why must we always bring tribe in everything? Why do we have to consider tribe before we elect our candidate, before we choose our party? I mean, come on. It is 2016. Koreans are planning, are building nuclear weapons, hydrogen bombs, bombs that can wipe a whole continent in a matter of hours. We are busy arguing over which tribe has bigger kahunas than others. We need to stop. If you are tribal and you are listening to me, shame on you. Status quo number 4. Sheepish voting. Next year we are going to go to the ballots. And around this period you will hear people say how sitarudisha nani, hajatufanyie Kenya alisema, amekula tu pesa, hajafanya hii, hajafanya hiyo. But trust you me, come election day, we'll vote for that nani, or worse still, replace that nani with a worse nani. And I ask, kwa nini? Einstein once defined madness as doing the same thing over and over and over, but expecting different results. We all know that to some degree or to a very big part, the government dictates how good or how bad a country will be. We know that poor leadership will trickle down to us, but still we vote in the same manner. Ndo nauliza, na hii ndio swali nauliza leo. Can we claim to truly be independent? Do we have any reason to celebrate Kenya at 53? Ndiyo mbeberu alienda, ndiyo hatuna colonial master. Lakini, are our lives any better than that of those who were then during the colonialists? Unemployment is high. Poverty is high. Just the other day, people were raising foodstuffs to go and feed people in Kwale who are dying of hunger. Kenyans, this is a call for sanity. Ndongo Njao, out.